Well, last night's Four Corners story followed the attempts of a suburban grandmother to get her grandchildren out of a refugee camp in war-torn Syria. They were taken there by their parents, one of whom was Khaled Shirouf, Australia's most notorious IS fighter. The children and their grandmother insist their situation is urgent and pressure has been put on the government to bring them home. Here is the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, today on this issue.
When it comes to the children, well, obviously we'll deal with each and every case on its merits, but in every single case, we will be putting the security of Australians at the top of the list. There are processes to be followed, and there's still a long way to go on these things, and we'll deal with each case, every individual child, on its merits and follow the proper process.
Alpha Cheng is a cultural awareness advocate and a high school teacher. In 2015, his father, Curtis Cheng, a police accountant, was shot dead by a radicalised Muslim teenager. He says that the Shirouf children should be allowed to return and reintegrate to Australia, and he joins us on RN Drive. Thank you so much for your time. What compelled you to speak out about the Shirouf children's situation?
Good evening, Patricia. What compelled me was watching the Four Corners, and I believe that we have a right and obligation as Australians to really help these children out despite the terrible circumstances that they've been put through.
The Prime Minister says he's primarily concerned with the safety of Australians, first and foremost. Do you think these children pose a threat or could pose a threat given the horrendous things that they've seen?
I absolutely believe that safety is really important. And I know for one that a 15-year-old who has been radicalized can be capable of outrageous acts of violence. And of course, these children who have been exposed to the ideology and the extremism can be a risk, but that is our fear talking. And at the same time, we also need to make sure that we look to our compassionate side and our values to kind of go, what can we do to help these children who are being put in a very difficult circumstance?
Why do they deserve the chance to return home?
They are, first and foremost, they are Australians, but at the same time, they are also children. They've been brought over to IS through no fault or no action of their own. And yes, we know and we've seen photos of some of the children doing things that we shouldn't, that kids should never be exposed to. But at the same time, I truly believe that we have an obligation to help these children who are Australians, who are orphaned, to return home to Australia. But of course, I strongly value the government stance of that safety is of a primary concern and that processes on a case-by-case basis need to be followed.
Bill Shorten, who's the opposition leader running for Prime Minister, of course, also commented on the Shirouf children today. Here he is.
They shouldn't be a political football. They've already suffered incredibly irresponsibly. Their parents took them to a war zone. But these children shouldn't be held responsible for what their parents did.
In 2016, Pauline Hanson used your story of losing your father to leverage her call for a Muslim ban on Q&A, the ABC's program. You soon after wrote her an open letter telling her to stop. What does it feel like to be used in this way in these debates?
No one wants to be used as a political football. You feel a lack of control. You feel like people are taking advantage of your story, and you feel a bit hurt and somewhat offended that your stories and your tragedy is being used for political point scoring. And this case and what's happening to the Shirouf kids should not be a trial by public opinion. And I believe that the due processes need to take place to look after the welfare of these children who've been put in a terrible position by the absolute negligence of their families.
This story gained a lot of traction overnight after the Four Corners story aired. It's been able to put the issue higher up on the agenda generally, particularly during a political campaign. How do you think the situation should be dealt with from here? Because obviously we're in a political campaign. Do you think there is a sense of urgency around all of this?
There should be an urgency, but it shouldn't come at the expense of the safety and the due processes. And this is not something that is that should be done just on a political level. And we have departments, and we have that are able to function even during a political election period.
In your advocacy work, you've spent time with reformed extremists. How has that experience shaped your point of view on issues surrounding radicalisation and extremism?
It's really changed how I see the whole issue. I think through my advocacies, I've been in community forums. I've done public speaking with former extremists, former white supremacists, and it really helped me understand that sometimes the route or the path towards extremism is beyond that person's control, but at the same time that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that they can come back and be meaningful contributors to the Australian society, but also working to reduce radicalisation in their capacity as well. And it's extremely powerful to see people do that. And I think that humans, we are always, we want to be compassionate people. And sometimes when people are put in certain circumstances, it doesn't come out the right way.
Alpha, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Alpha Cheng is a cultural awareness advocate and a high school teacher in the ACT. This is RN Drive. Patricia Karvelis with you tonight, and there's lots still coming up.